From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time once again for All Tech Considered. Some changes coming to the internet, quiet changes that could lighten your wallet. Time Warner Cable just announced that it's looking to change the way it charges for access to the internet. Instead of unlimited access, you may soon be paying more for using more. Comcast has already set caps on usage, and AT&T is experimenting with the idea. But the proposed Time Warner scheme has much lower limits, and complaints are already rolling in. Our ear is to the ground by way of our regular technology contributor, Omar Gayaga, who joins us on Mondays for All Tech Considered. Welcome back, Omar.
Hi, Robert. How are you doing?
Fine. And first, tell us what Time Warner has in mind here.
Well, last year, Time Warner conducted a test in Beaumont, Texas, to try out what they're calling consumption-based billing. That means that depending on what high-speed internet tier you're on, you'd have a set amount of bandwidth you'd be paying for every month. And if you went over that bandwidth, say by downloading movies on iTunes or doing too many video chats on Skype, you'd pay an extra $1 per gigabyte. Now, Time Warner's expanding that method of billing to four more cities in the summer and fall, starting with Rochester, New York, and Greensboro, North Carolina, and then expanding that in October to Austin and San Antonio. So the response here has been very vehement, very vocal. But if Time Warner can weather this criticism, they are planning on rolling this out nationwide to its other markets.
But for those of us who don't know how to count gigabytes and have no idea what a Skype conversation or some email or YouTube amounts to, what kind of services are we talking about, and which use the most bandwidth?
Well, any internet activity, whether you're downloading updates to Windows or doing HD video to your TiVo or email, all that would count toward your monthly bandwidth allotment. Now, Time Warner's smallest tiers that they're proposing would be 1 gigabyte and 5 gigabytes. And when you look at an HD movie, that could be as large as 5 to 8 gigabytes for just one movie.
And the company's rationale, are they losing money on big-time users?
Well, they're comparing it to kind of an unfairness between the people who don't use much internet at all and then the people who do a lot of file sharing and video streaming using Hulu.com and sites like that. And I think the way they compared it was like if you and I go to lunch and you order the lobster and I order the salad and we split the check. But a lot of people feel that doesn't really get to what is happening with internet bandwidth rollout. It seems that their operating expenses are going down to roll out internet while the revenues are going up, as was pointed out in a Wired.com blog recently.
But just to belabor the lunch analogy for a moment here, is the kitchen running out of food? That is there any pressure on these providers if indeed one of us orders lobster and the other orders salad and we pay the same?
Well, they seem to think the restaurant's going to get very crowded in the next couple of years, that in 2012 we may be seeing internet brownouts, and that they're not the only internet provider that's going to have this problem as our use of internet increases exponentially and the things that we're doing on the internet require lots more data.
It sounds to me part of what's happening here is companies that offer internet access but are also cable companies are facing new kinds of competition like Netflix video streaming. And in effect, if they charge by the gigabyte, they could be making those competitors prohibitively expensive to people right now.
Right, exactly. I mean, if you're worried every month that you're going to go over your bandwidth limit, you know, you're in a household with other family members using the internet, you're going to hesitate before downloading that 5 gigabyte HD, you know, movie rental. So, yeah, I mean, and if Time Warner is offering, you know, exclusive content through its cable service and says, well, you can find that same movie here, people are going to gravitate toward that if they have a choice. And if they're worried that they're going to pay an extra $5 to $10, you know, for one movie download.
And if this indeed were to become the norm, this tier pricing, then the youngster in the family who's online all of those hours is racking up bills potentially the way he might be with text messages or phone calls using the cell phone.
You know, it's funny. I lived in Germany from the time I was 13 to 16, and we had that kind of, you know, even when you made a local call, you had a little meter on the phone that told you how much you were being billed even on that local call. And I remember my parents coming in and, get off the phone. You know, we're paying for every 5 minutes you're on the phone. So, and it kept me from making phone calls. I mean, I had to cut my conversations short and not be on the phone all the time like a normal teenager should be able to do.
So. Okay. Omar Gayaga covers technology culture for the Austin American Statesman, and he joins us most Mondays for All Tech Considered. Thank you, Omar.
Thanks for having me.
And you can find some links to groups fighting the Time Warner bandwidth cap and to other stories on the matter at our website, npr.org/alltech.